playing alongside him?
You know, he could play. You know, he definitely got out there and made some plays. And, you know, he's a guy that wants to listen and learn. He's always asking questions. And for us to be good, the transparency has to be there. We have to be able to be on the same page. And I think he's a great, good fit for me. Yeah, there is. You know, Coach said it. You know, we have to kind of, you know, set our minds to going to reach this goal if we want to do it. And, you know, I think we have the guys here to do it. We just have to hone in and play a full 60-minute game and understand that it's not going to be easy. We have to go and take it. And if we do that, man, you know, guys step up to the plate and do what we need those guys to do, we'll be fine.
You've made plenty of West Coast, East Coast trips, quite a lot of East Coast games over the course of your career. Have you ever done it quite like this in terms of just staying where you guys are staying and all the amenities that have come with just being on the road for a full week?
Yeah, I've done it before with my previous team, and you know, I believe it gives the team some time to really gel together. You know, when we have adverse situations, we're able to still stick together, not go home and focus on other things. We all have that loss in our mind, and I think us being here is getting us back on track and getting us ready to go and win this game.
Sarasota's no Youngstown,
Ohio. It's not. You know, I'm definitely enjoying the sunshine, man. It's a nice place to be, for sure.
Corey mentioned, and you talked about him earlier a little bit, you mentioned just pre-snap the communication between you two where you're able to kind of tell him what's coming.
Yeah.
And that's been helpful for him. What, maybe, I don't know, what goes into that? Obviously, there's a lot of studying and keying and personnel groupings and formations. Like, what leads you to be able to assess, along with just having experience, those types of plays?
I think that's what it is. Just me been playing for 8 years. Being able to focus on the call that the coaches are giving me, and still able to focus on what the offense is doing. It's hard, man. Yeah, you don't really get that comfortable until about your fourth, fifth year, because you're used to it, you know. And I've taken my game to that level, and I think it's made me a better player.
With a guy like Corey, had the three tackles for a loss on Sunday. With young guys, do you see it as a chance? Is it reacting better? Do you see things clearer?
Yeah, just you know, just going. You know, there's a checklist. You know, when we break the huddle, it's the call, the alignment, your key, and then you go execute. You know, and you know, we abbreviate it by just saying Kate. You know, and I say that all the time when we break the huddle. Kate, get the call, get the alignment. Where's my key? And then I go execute the call. And all those things help you do your job. And as a young player, you think you got to look at all 11 players. But at your position, there's some things there that you can use to help your game. Yeah.
I know the Dolphins trading starting running back. You want to affect how you guys prepare. But how do you feel just generally about your run defense after
Yeah, I just think we got out of our gaps a few times, not trusting the scheme. And as you can see, man, if you do that, teams are going to run the ball on you, you know. And Coach has been harping on it today, making sure that we're all on the same page. And I look forward to our run defense being better.
Jack, Del Rio, I believe you said at a team meeting this week, you guys, this week, got to recapture your mojo.
Yeah.
To you, what does that mean for this team?
Just be yourself, you know. Don't think too much, you know, go out.